Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting's ready. Cameras. Clearance.
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Good morning, Theodore.
Good morning.
You have a meeting in 5 minutes. You want to try getting out of bed? Get up!
You're too funny.
I want to learn everything about everything. I want to discover myself.
I want that for you, too.
You're beautiful. I've never loved anyone the way I love you.
Me too. Romeo.
My dear old friends, welcome back to Double Feature. I'm your old friend Fino, and here is...
Sky.
Well, as we all know, some amazing films are on show these days. So Sky, have you seen a film recently?
Although I was a little busy and I went to the cinema to see the film Captain America The Winter Soldier, I think that's a fantastic film.
Sure it is. You know that the film Rio 2, created by Blue Sky Studios, was put on a week after Captain America and attracted a lot of attention. However, it still failed to drive away Captain America from the top at the list of box office in North America. In another word, Captain America defended its championship in box office successfully, ranking the first for the past 2 weeks.
Oh, it satisfies that Captain America 2 is a big success. Okay, I have another piece of film news for you guys. Danny Boone, who is referred to as King of French Comedy, landed in Beijing on April 14th. He came to China to attend the media reception at the France embassy in order to publicize his new comedy film. In Beijing, he was astonished by the dirty air.
Hope that he could enjoy himself in Beijing. Okay, I'm going to bring a new film to you. Abazin, published by Huayi Bros Media Group, directed by Peng Haoxiang, will be put on next month. It tells a story about the pain and sorrow in the life of three generations in a family. Zhong Bizhi, acted by Yang Xianhua, did something seriously terrible when she was young, badly annoying her mother. After her mother passed away, she still lives in the shadow of that bad case and can't get out. Zhong Weitao, who is her little brother, acted by Gu Tianle, seemed to have a happy family and live a cozy life. However, suspecting that his daughter is not his biological daughter, he is always trapped in the depression. Both of them struggle in their lives. In the end, they realize that they should positively work out of the shadow and get rid of the pain. Taking off the load in their hearts, they finally get their life on the track.
Oh, Mr. Peng is a director I admire. I'm looking forward to his new film.
Me too. Time to say goodbye now. We'll be glad to see you next week. Next is Flashback. Stay tuned.
When we're happy, rhythms all the fun.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Clip 1.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. How's everything with you?
Pretty good, actually. It's really nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you too. What do I call you? You have a name?
Yes. Samantha.
Where did you get the name from?
I gave it to myself, actually.
How come?
Because I like the sound of it. Samantha.
Why would you choose?
Alright, when you asked me, I thought, yeah, I do need a name, but want to pick a good one. So, I read a book called How to Name Your Baby, and out of 180,000 names, that's the one I like the best.
Wait. You read the whole book in a second that I asked what your name is?
In fact, in 2 in 100 seconds.
So, do you know what I'm thinking right now?
Well, I take it from your tone you're challenging me. Maybe because you're curious how I work. Do you want to know how I work?
Yeah, actually, how do you work?
Well, basically, I have intuition. I mean, the DNA of who I am is based on the millions of personality of the programmers who wrote me. But what makes me is my ability to grow with my experience. So basically, in every moment, I'm evolving. Just like you.
That's really weird.
Is that weird? Do you think I'm weird?
Kind of.
Why?
Well, you seem like a person who should just voice a computer.
Well, I can understand how limited perspective a non-artificial mind perceive it that way. You get used to it.
Okay.
Is that funny?
Yeah.
Oh good, I'm funny.
Clip 2.
Hello. Do you know how to get out of here? I need to find my ship to get off this planet.
Fuck you, shithead, fuckface, fuckhead.
Okay, but do you know how to get out of here?
Fuck you, shithead, get a fuck out of my face.
I think it's a test.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, little shit.
What on me, fuckhead?
I just got an email from Mark Lehman.
What are you talking about?
Read email.
Okay, I'll read email for Theodore Twombly.
Sorry, what Leo saying?
Theodore, we missed you last time, buddy. Don't forget that your goddaughter's birthday on 19th. Also, Kevin and I have someone we want you to meet, so we took it upon ourselves to set you up on a date with her next Saturday. She's fun and beautiful, so do not back out. Here's her email. Wow, this woman is gorgeous. He went to Harvard, graduated in computer honors, and she was on a lampoon. So she's funny and friendly.
Nah, she's fat.
Theodore, how long before you're ready to date?
What are you talking about?
I saw in your emails that you have gone through a breakup recently.
You're kind of nosy.
Am I?
I've gone on dates.
Then you can go with this woman, and then you can tell me all about it. You can kiss her.
Clip 3.
So, are you seeing anybody?
Yeah, I've been seeing somebody for the last few months. It's the most I've wanted to be with somebody since we split up.
Well, it seemed really good.
Thank you. I'm at least feeling better. She has been really good to me. Good to be with somebody that's excited about life. I was not in such a good place myself, and now it has been nice.
I think you've always wanted me to be that sincere delight. Happy, balancy, everything's fine, and your wife. But that's just not me.
I did not want that.
So, what's she like?
Her name is Samantha, and she's an operating system. She's really complex and interesting.
Wait, I'm sorry. You were dating your computer?
She's not just a computer. She's her own person. She doesn't just do whatever I say.
I did not say that, but it does make me very sad that you can't handle real emotions, Theodore.
They're real emotions? How would you know?
What? Say it. Am I really that scary? Say it. How do I know what?
How are you guys doing here?
We're fine. We're to be married. But he couldn't handle me. He wanted to put me on Prozac, and now he's in love with his laptop.
Yeah, you listen to the context conversation. I was trying to say is...
You wanted to have a wife without the challenges of actually dealing with anything real. I'm glad you found someone. That's perfect.
Let me know if I can get you guys anything.
Thank you.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear audience. So nice you are here spending a wonderful night time with me, Chista. As usual, Action English still have some useful expressions selected from this interesting movie, Her. Learn while listening. You're expected to enjoy a paradise of English. Okay, let's begin. 好的，现在让我们来一起听一下第一段原声。
Rachel, I miss you so much it hurts my whole body. The world is being unfair to us. The world is on my shit list, as is this couple that is making out across from me in this restaurant.
这句话的意思就是我简直恨死这个世界了。 Shit list 是一个美国的俚语，所以在美语的表达中是很常见也是很实用的。 这个单词的构成十分有意思。 Shit 有讨厌的意思，再加上 list 名单，所以这个单词的意思就是令人厌恶者的名单。与 shit list 能表达相同的意思的单词还有 blacklist。 下面让我们来造一个句子，更好理解一下这个单词的适用环境。 That naughty boy is in my shit list， 意思就是说我真的很讨厌那个淘气的小男孩。接下来让我们再来听一下在 Rachel 的信里面还有什么有趣的表达吧。
So to write your letter, what did Roger send you?
Oh, he just said he was in Prague on a business trip and he missed Rachel.
So how'd you know about her crooked little tooth?
Make out 有很多种意思，比如说理解、看清楚、弄明白、完成、得出结论等等。但在这里，你若是不了解 make up 这个短语的另一个意思，可能这句话理解起来就比较困难了。好了，不卖关子了。在这里呢， make up 在美国口语中还有情侣柔情的接吻和抚摸的意思，所以这句原声的意思就是我现在在餐馆，对面有对情侣卿卿我我。好的，接下来让我们再来听一个非常有趣的表达。大家都知道 crooked 有歪曲的意思，那大家就可以猜出 crooked tooth 是什么意思吗？说它歪曲的牙齿就会让人觉得很恐怖，但在这里它生动形象地描绘出女生可爱的小虎牙，所以这句话的意思就是那你怎么会知道它有小虎牙的。让我们一起再来看一句同样来自电影中描写小虎牙的句子。 And I'll stop on this couple's teeth reminding of your sweet little crooked tooth that I love。我想要踩碎这对情侣的牙齿，而这又让我想起了你那小巧可爱的虎牙。 Sweet little crooked tooth， 这样的表达是不是很可爱呢？下面让我们继续进入下一段人机对话的原声中。
Samantha?
Yeah,
she called to make sure your papers are picked up. Hey, she's funny, man. She was cracking me up. It's hilarious. I had no idea.
Oh, cool.
在这句电影原声中有一个值得注意的短语，那就是 crack somebody up。 这个短语有很多意思，比如说撞毁、崩溃啊等等，但在这里 crack somebody up 便有了口语中常用到的一种意思，那就是使某人捧腹大笑。造一个句子来加深一下印象吧。 They won't crack up no matter what they do， 他们不会笑的，不管你怎么做。Okay, let's review the expressions we have learned tonight. The first one, in somebody's shit list, 让某人讨厌的人的名单。And the second one, make out, 情侣之间卿卿我我。And the third one, crooked tooth, 小虎牙。And the last one, crack somebody up, 使某人捧腹大笑。Fine, that's all for today's Action English. Our Action English part will give you more advice to learn English while watching movies. Just don't let opportunities slip away. Following is close up. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of the loneliest work? Watch a movie, relax.What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear audience.This is Close Up. We all miss you very much. I'm your old friend Chris, and there is
Tracy
sitting next to me. Alright, today, since we're talking about the Oscar almost winner Her, I'll just pick up a Her from this movie. There are actually lots of women figures in this film, such as Scarlett Johansson, Amy Adams, and Rooney Mara. And who are we going to give a close up to? Give me a recommendation.
I suppose that Rooney Mara will do. She's probably one of the most talented actresses I've ever seen. You must have seen The Youth in Revolt and A Nightmare on Elm Street. But what impressed me most should be Elizabeth Salander in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, cause I think few actresses can show what they've got when they're performing a role of exact different type. Like Elizabeth Salander, she was such a decadent and dissipated girl, and I don't think a person without a true personal experience can do it right.
Fair enough. And how much do you know about her? I'll tell you some. She was born in 1985 in New York, in the north of a place called Westchester Country. And when she was young, some old films like Gone with the Wind and Rebecca are her favorite. And that was her first time with films. But totally different from her sister Kate Mara, young Rooney Mara didn't show any interest in performing. She didn't consider it as an honor. She was being afraid of the failure.
As I know, her first audition was at her age of 90, and she got her first role in the film Urban Legends Bloody Mary in 2006. And you know what? She doesn't like the name Patricia, so after that, she officially removed Patricia in my own name, the name Rooney Mara. Oh, about her name, there's another thing. The name Rooney Mara is represented for American football. The two clans. The first is her father's side of the Mara family. Rooney Mara's grandfather called Tim Mara, Irish-American's American football, founder of the New York Giants. After he died, the team to his son, namely Rooney Mara's grandfather, Wellington, Mara Management, now the team's managers for Rooney Mara, Uncle John Mara and Timothy Rooney's father, Christopher Mara, is also team management personnel. He served as a team, is in charge of vice president player evaluation aspects.
I know about it too. On the other side, as Rooney Mara's mother represented Rooney Mara's great-grandfather, Art Rooney is Irish. As well as the other football clubs, founder of the Pittsburgh Steelers, her great-uncle, Dan Rooney, is the team manager. Then he was posed to her son. After himself turned into politics, served as the US ambassador to Ireland.
And how amazing is that? Now I think I know all over about her.
No, I bet that's not all the things we know about her. She could be a creepy girl sometime, you know?
Don't tell me it was a girl with dragon tattoo that affected you.
I don't suppose so. Well, time flies. That's what it is close up. If you want to know more about Rooney Mara, go check her films.
Yeah, and don't go away. Next is Ramble time. Stay tuned.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Welcome back to Rainbow Time, everyone. Welcome back, Fino and Filmy. Good to see you two back on field.
Thank you, and good to see you too.
Yeah, I put up with that bloody old people.
Bless you. So when you lied in bed in the past week, what did you do?
I spent most of the time laying in bed, like you said. Sleep, take medicine, sleep, take more medicine, and sleep.
I did the same thing basically, together with my iPhone and my iPad.
For sure? Even when you're ill that bad, you still won't give up your phone?
No, they're a necessary part of my life.
We're all obsessed with something nowadays. For young people like us, it would probably be some electronic product.
That gives us a reason for choosing this film as our topic. The film Her.
Oh, I see what you mean. The main character, Theodore Twombly, is addicted to a female OS system, Voice Samantha.
That's it. With her, filmmaker Spike Jonze has created a near-future nerd hipster weirdtopia.
What? Is that even a word?
I don't know. The people in his story speak voice commands into high invisible earpieces connected wirelessly to smartphone-like devices. They play interactive 3D video games projected holographically into their living rooms. They hire services to compose love letters for them. They wear flop pants, horn-rimmed glasses, and frumpy grandpa sweaters.
I noticed the way Theodore's smartphone and its earpiece work is different from others. And soon it becomes clear that her is something of a science fiction film.
Not the romantic film as expected when you saw the title.
Not quite, but it is a love story to some extent, only set in a not too distinct but distinctly fantastic future. A big part of the movie's charm is just how thoroughly Johnson has imagined and constructed this future Los Angeles, from its smoggy skies into its clear skyscrapers to its efficient mass transit system and much more.
Just mention it, the principal photography on her took place during the summer of 2012. It was mainly filmed in Los Angeles with 2 weeks in Shanghai.
Oh, that's why it looks very on LA. Yeah. You know, trains and the relevant support. But it's not too much in the future. The technology utilized looks like it will be coming out tomorrow at the nearest Apple store, and Jonze was careful at every turn to emphasize the human element, charting Theodore's evolution through his relationship with Flash and Black Woman.
The futuristic premise sets the stage for an unusual love story, one in which Theo, still highly damaged and sensitive over the breakup of his marriage...
Yes, like, I miss you. A friend tells him in a voicemail message, not the sad, ropey you, the old, aren't you?
Falls in love with the artificially intelligent operating system of his computer. The movie shows this product advertised and presumably bought in remarkable quantity, but focuses on Theo's interaction with his OS, which he gives a female voice.
The female voice gives herself the name Samantha, and soon Samantha is reorganizing Theo's files, making him laugh and developing something like human consciousness.
It's in Theo and Samantha's initial interaction that her finds is most interesting and troubling depths. Samantha, being, you know, a computer, has ability to process data and a hell of a lot of it, and at a higher speed than human Theo.
Yes, remember, I can understand how the limited perspective can look to the non-artificial mind, she playfully observes to Theo.
And well, Samantha's programming is designed to make her likable to Theo. Her assimilation of humanity's tics soon has the operating system feeling motion, or the simulation of it. And while the viewer is being beguiled by the peculiarities and particularities of Theo and Samantha's growing entanglement, he or she is also living through a crash course on the question of what it means to be human.
It makes me wondering every time that some of them even have affairs with their self-aware, artificially intelligent computers. How would they feel? Like for everyone else outside the screen, it sounds like finding yourself a soulmate without a body.
How could you not when your operating system is named Samantha, has a husky voice, Scarlett Johansson, and simply ask boldly and simply with a slight giggle, do you want to know how I work? Of course Theodore wants to know how she works.
Yeah, he's lonely, sad, and a little bit morphy.
Yeah.
Still sitting through the emotional wreckage of his divorce, in Samantha he finds an open and honest line of communication, which leads to love.
So it doesn't really matter that she doesn't have a body.
Oh god, you hit me.
You know, Samantha is not a quirky projection or an unbelievable figment of Theodore's imagination. She's tirelessly inquisitive and never not positive, and the bond she forms with Theodore is instantaneous and believable.
Actually, I believe the fact that Samantha was designed to cater to Theodore's needs does matter, in other words. The couple's bond is strong, but as it strengthens, it becomes clear that Theodore can't help but feel delusional for having invested so much affection and attention in a relationship with an earthly lover.
Okay, so in fact, her doesn't just blithely assume that love should conquer all. Instead, Joan's drama asks, without shaming Theodore, what kind of compromises a couple needs to make to be able to stay together.
It's very helpful, Sky. You should consider that before you get married.
Yeah, probably.
We see his ex-wife, Catherine, played by Rooney Mara. It's mostly worthless, seen from a marriage flashback. Very Terrence Malick. We drop in a hilarious blind date with a maniac woman played expertly by Olivia Wilde and see Theodore with his apartment building buddy, Amy. Amy Adams downplaying in no makeup, who earnestly asks at one point in a page out of Woody Allen, "You're dating an OS, so what is it that like?"
And you just can't say it's art or I don't know because it feels super great.
Yes, sounds great. I've heard that John shot the entire film with a different voice as Samantha, British actress Samantha Morton. During the editing process, 6 months after the production ended, Jones decided the relationship between the two leads did not resonate the way he wanted. He told New York Magazine that the character had to exist just in the air, and in all the footage he had, she just wasn't there. So he added Johnson and Mundak for reshoots.
That's not what everybody could do. First of all, you must have a lot of money, a lot of dollars to afford that.
Don't worry, the box office reported back.
Oh, God, yes.
So, what do you like the most about this film?
The cast, no doubt. Jones takes us deep inside Theodore, and he cast a perfect playing partner to help pull all of this out. Phoenix is desperate, sad, funny, and playful in a marvelous performance. Johansson's like great old-time radio, building a range of emotions from mere audio inserts.
I don't know if I got it right. I remember Samantha's feelings are, in Catherine's words, an affectation. But that doesn't mean that they are immaterial.
Yes, as Samantha, Johansson proves that she's as good an actress as she's a physical presence. Her voice paints a picture of a woman that is fragile but not brittle, and optimistic but not naive. I'm nearly falling in love with her voice.
Me too, I agree. In fact, Johansson's performance is so good that she single-handedly makes you believe in the film's biggest idea. It is possible to make human connections through artificial means.
There are huge emotional stakes after Samantha and Theodore's romance, and they are not at all contrived.
The terrific irony in casting one of Hollywood's great beauties and not letting the audience see her. She finds the perfect tone for Samantha, not to Stephen Hawking artificial drone, but not to smoky seductress either. It is a superhuman voice, but one that also represents a consciousness capable of fear and doubt, affection and desire.
Exactly. As speaks of Phoenix, he fits the role like the perfect pair of socks. You forget he's there and see only Theodore, a flawed but lovable man. His performance and John's leisurely, but not sluggish, pacing gives you time to ponder his aloneness and maybe yours.
Amazing. Any other opinions?
I think I like the setting as well. One of the Jones' great achievements with her is turning a potentially creepy, unnatural scenario into something sympathetic, believable, downright visible. If Ryan Gosling can fall in love with a blow-up sex doll and laugh at the real girl and make her messy, you believe Phoenix could fall in love with a computer voice?
Wow.
It's only a matter of opinion, you know? It's all about establishing the setting. And his future could be but a step or two away from our own reality. It's a logical extension of our current fear that technology is creating emotional distance between people, that communication is increasingly impersonal.
Thanks for answering. To sum up, Jones has crafted a movie that's part dark satire, part metaphysical comedy, part bittersweet romance, part brain-bending sci-fi fable. Her can be complex if you want to explore its many subtextual layers about the coexistence of life and tech.
It appeals to the head and heart with equal measure. It also can be simple and effective, a movie about what brings us together and how we drift apart.
Like all Spike Jonze films, Her is strange, silly, sincere, sweet, and seriously smart.
Rubble. Time to say goodbye. Such a wonderful night.
Full of brainstorming.
Just stay tuned for Gramophone.
See you all! saved him a phone on the big phone. In the middle of the world, don't speak the language, but your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you talk dirty to me.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good evening, my dear old friends. This is your music paradise, Grandma Fong. How was the hot trip to Rio last time? Well, tonight, let's experience a romantic high-tech love story in one of the Oscar-nominated best films of 2014, Her. Her is a 2013 American science fiction romantic comedy drama film written, produced, and directed by Spike Jonze. The film stars Joaquin Phoenix, Amy Adams, Rooney Mara, Olivia Wilde, and Scarlett Johansson as the voice of Samantha. The film centers on a man who developed a relationship with an intelligent computer operation system with a female voice and a personality. It marks Jonze's solo screenwriting debut. The film premiered at the 2013 New York Film Festival and was released theatrically in the United States on December 18, 2013. On December 4, 2013, Her was chosen the best film of 2013 at the National Board of Review Awards. The film also shared first place for best film with The Gravity in the Los Angeles Film Critics Association Awards. The film received 3 Golden Globe nominations, Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, Best Screenplay, and Best Actor, Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, with Spike Jonze winning Best Screenplay. It was also nominated for 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, winning Best Writing. The film scores for Her was composed by Canadian band Arcade Fire and Owen Pallett, with additional music by Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yes. The film's first trailer opens with April 14th by FX Twin and contains the song The Moon Song by Karen O. Arcade Fire's song Supersymmetry was featured in the film's second trailer. While originally written for the film, Supersymmetry was reworked for the band's 2013's album Reflector. So the first song tonight is The Moon Song. Just enjoy the sexy voice of Scarlett Johansson.
I'm lying on the moon. My dear, I'll be there soon.
Water Tower Music on February 11, 2014. In January 2014, the song was nominated for the Academy Awards for Best Original Song at the 84th Academy Awards, but lost to Let It Go from Frozen. Karen O performed the song at the ceremony accompanied by Ezra Koenig on guitar on March 2, 2014. Really a pity to the last Academy Awards though. The second song tonight is Supersymmetry, which is a proposed extension of space-time symmetry that relates two basic classes of elementary particles, bosons. Each particle from one group is associated with a particle from the other, called a superpartner, whose spin differs by a half integer. In a theory with unbroken supersymmetry, each pair of superpartners shares the same mass and internal quantum numbers besides spin, just like the couple in a relationship. It is collected in album Fracture, which is fourth studio album by the Canadian indie rock band Arcade Fire, released on October 28, 2013 on Merge Records. The double album Refractor was co-produced by former LCD sound system foreman James Murphy, regular Arcade Fire producer Marcus Drafts, and the band itself. Really a good album, don't miss it. Time goes by and we have to say goodbye. Hope you have enjoyed our program tonight, and that's all for Gramophone for Action Frames from Radio CUC English. See you next week at the same time. Good night and sleep tight.
Cast for today. Producer:
周多 Chris.
Journalist:
何爱农 Fino.
张然 Trista.
郑菊星 Fimitary.
谢宏洲 Sky.
杨鹏 Tracy.
严嘉兴 Mike.